RTE Investigates has learned that a disability charity is refusing to cooperate with a HSE review into allegations that a non-verbal female resident at one of its centres may have been assaulted. The assault is alleged to have taken place last year at a HSE-funded care home for adults with intellectual disabilities in the south of the country. For more on this, now we're joined by Con Corrigan of RTE Investigates. Con, give us the background to this story.
Well, this morning's story focuses on a charity based in the south of the country. Now, we cannot reveal the charity's name, but we can say that it is funded by the HSE to provide services for adults with intellectual disabilities. Now, we've spoken with the parents of a non-verbal woman who was placed in a residential care home operated by the charity in 2020. Initially, they were happy with the care provided to their daughter. However, by the end of 2022, they had become deeply concerned for her welfare.
Why were they concerned?
So according to the parents, in November 2022, they were informed by a charity staff member about an incident that had occurred 5 days earlier, when a male resident had been seen leaving their daughter's bedroom at night. The charity could not tell them how long the male resident had been in her room, the parents say. And subsequently, around late January and early February 2023, the parents became extremely concerned when they discovered extensive bruising on their daughter's buttocks and thighs on three separate occasions while she was on visits to the family home. The parents took photos of the bruising, which can be seen in our online report published on the RTE News website this morning. They reported their concerns to both the charity and the HSE, and around mid-February 2023, the parents removed their daughter from the care home to care for her themselves.
What happened next, Con?
So the parents told the HSE that they feared that their daughter may have been assaulted while in the charity's care. And that June, the HSE formally established a review team consisting of a senior nurse and senior social worker to examine the alleged incidents. The HSE indicated that the review should be completed by that October. But the October deadline passed with no sign of completion. And in January of this year, some 7 months after the process began, the HSE told the parents that the review had been officially paused because of the non-engagement of senior charity management. And last month, in response to a Freedom of Information request from the father, the HSE said that while the review was paused, it had not concluded. It also said that it could not release certain records related to the review while it was ongoing. In the clip we can now play, which is voiced by an actor, the mother says that the charity's approach has effectively stalled the review into her daughter's alleged assault.
As far as I'm concerned, the HSE should be able to say, cooperate with this or else, basically. They're funded by the HSE, so surely it's their job to cooperate when they're asked. But there's just no cooperation, and there doesn't seem to be any consequence. The only people that there's consequence for is my family. There's no consequence for the charity whatsoever. I think of all the other people who are out there that don't have anybody to speak for them. I mean, in a way, my daughter is lucky. She has a family. There's a lot of people in these situations that don't, and that's what keeps me awake at night.
Con, what have the charity and the HSE had to say about this?
So we put detailed questions to both the charity and the HSE about this case. The charity told us that it could not comment on matters related to individual service users, but also added that it has always and will always fully cooperate with any external review of its activities. RTE Investigates queried the charity's claim that it always fully cooperates with any external review, given that the HSE had cited the charity management's non-engagement as the reason for its review being officially paused. However, the charity replied it could not make any further comment on the matter. The HSE also told us that it could not comment on individual cases, but added that the matter referred to in our query, which concerned a particular resident, has been addressed in a thorough manner in line with HSE safeguarding policy and procedure. But when specifically asked about the status of the review, the HSE added, separately, a broader review taking into account wider matters and which is not focused on any single circumstance has not been completed. For the family's part, they dispute the HSE's claim that the matter has been addressed, saying they're still waiting for answers as to what happened to their vulnerable daughter.
How are the parents and their daughter doing now?
Well, at the moment, they are caring for their adult daughter themselves. But this has been challenging, as the mother explains in the following clip, which, once again, is voiced by an actor.
When she came home first, it was horrendous. She was totally different to the person she had been. She was anxious. She didn't sleep. If you went into her bedroom at night, she'd jump in the bed, going in to check on her. We couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't go in the car. She was absolutely, I would call it traumatised, but then people laugh at me when I say that, but that's what I would call it. She was absolutely traumatised. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, neither is my husband. I would like to see my daughter settled and happy, but this has placed an enormous strain on the family. We don't go out. I will say she's coming back more to herself, but it has taken nearly 2 years. And even on the extended family, my poor mother was absolutely heartbroken and horrified. The whole family has been devastated by this.
Con Corrigan, thank you. Now, for more on this story from RTE Investigates, you can read Con's online report on the RTE News website.